So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. And my next guest is so thrilling. I just can't believe it. Not just because she has the same first name as my daughter, Isabel, but she just has a way about her. I believe you're going to really love hearing from her. She teaches about your story and the value of telling your story and how you can change your story. So welcome, Isabel Rizzo.
Thank you for having me on the show, Erica.
Wow. So visionary, storyteller, I love just kind of how you name yourself, and what does singularity storyteller mean?
Right. So I've been in the digital space and worked with tech startups and have really been fascinated by online spaces and offline spaces. And the singularity is the idea that, you know, technology and humanity merges together. And we saw that with, you know,
Go,
where people are playing an augmented reality on their phone. And now we have VR, virtual reality headsets, right? So through the power of technology, you're able to create an awesome story. And this is the thing, right? Whatever you post online is there forever, which can be scary or it can be empowering.
Right, because it can freeze people, right? It can cause people to freeze. Like, they don't even want to talk on social media. They don't even want to tell their story because they're so afraid. Oh my gosh, you know, it's going to be so meaningful. Or it's going to, how do you help people who get stuck and don't know how to tell their story?
This is a thing, right? Because a lot of the people I work with are more, they're sensitive, soft-spoken leaders that have gone through a lot. Like, they've overcome a lot of things. Like, don't keep that to yourself, please, because you're going to inspire others, you know, through your process of how you overcame things, you know, or, you know, your journey to also, you never know who's listening to say, oh, I've gone through that too. And look at how much they've accomplished, or look at what they're doing with their life that I think I can pull myself out of this too. So you're modeling, you know, by you sharing your story, you're modeling and inspiring others to get out of their own maybe stories of lack or stories of fear or anything bad that might be happening that's not allowing them to be radically and consciously self-expressed.
Wow, I love it. Mm-hmm. So tell me the power of the story. I mean, I think it's funny because I'm a book publisher and I totally believe in telling stories, but you know, having someone else see it is so awesome.
Powerful. It's what you take in, other people's stories that influences your own story, right? Because we're social creatures and there's this diffusion happening.
Yeah.
Whatever you hear more of, that becomes your reality.
Right.
So the more, you know, even in tech space or in online space or on social media, what you're putting in, you're also kind of becoming in a little way. We're not just objective little robots. We take that stuff in. So I'm like, I'm going to consciously choose to take in all these differing perspectives and look at them. Which one feels the best for me? I'm going to create my own story from that. That's going to best me in my life, right? Because I'm a big fan of dialectics. Uh-huh. Like, opposing ideas at the same time that they can coexist, and staying in that gray area. And I'm like, I see so many beautiful perspectives and stories, and then looking at the results of what those stories cause for people, like, well, I'm going to choose this story. I'm going to create this story.
You know, I sat with this guy one time on an airplane, and he was a very established author of books about running. And he was from Santa Cruz, California, the beach area. And I hadn't had any books published yet. I think I was in my early 30s. And he was like, you know, you have a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. And I like to write about writing. I mean, he said, I like to write about running. Like, that was what he chooses to write about. Yeah. He goes, my resume includes a lot of things that aren't running. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I just sit there and I choose what I'm going to write about. And then I get delighted by it because I'm so happy writing about it. And then he was like very desired by publishing houses that needed books about running. you know, and he was a runner, like he had the runner thing going for him as well.
Yeah.
So it was really fascinating. He taught me about selectively saying things, like selectively presenting things, you know?
Exactly. And then you're very intentional about that, because a lot of people that, this is the thing, right? Storytelling is something that's so intuitive and I think more feminine, more of that kind of energy, where singularity is like this very tech, robotic, future kind of mindset. And I love both of those things. I love being in the tech space and seeing how things are evolving so rapidly. But I also honor and enjoy, you know, the hero's journey and people's personal stories of overcoming, and cultural story. And that's how we connected as tribes when, you know, back in the day, that's where legends and myths were born, were through story.
So tell me a little bit about your circles and what you have going right now.
Yeah. So I have, this is based on that question that you said, how do you get people out of their comfort zone to you know, share their story? And I'm like, so I have the Singularity Storyteller Facebook group. It's a free group where I'm like, please give us your story. Promote, this is a chance for you to promote yourself and show us how interesting you are and what value your story can bring.
Wow. Right?
And then I have the Singularity Circle, which is actually my support and accountability group. Is the circle that I wish I had when I first started.
Right.
You know, like, because being an entrepreneur is hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
You always think your problems, like you always think you're the only one. Like we were talking earlier about our websites somehow not keeping up with us.
Exactly. So it's just like, you know, the daily things of being an entrepreneur. But also it's a space where everyone, you can practice your story again and again, be like, I am this person.
Wow.
Yeah. I find that it's a lot of teachers, facilitators, therapists, counselors, people that are a lot of the times behind the scenes, but they're lifting up a lot of big people. Mm. And I'm like, you deserve to be seen and be seen as the leader that you are, you know, even if you are behind the scenes, like a lot of, you know, mentors and coaches or connectors, because my gift is storytelling and connecting. I can connect anybody to anybody, and I know that they're creating things.
Nice.
And people didn't value connection, and I'm like, what? This is how I've done everything in my life, was through intentional connection and curiosity of like actually caring about the other person. Like, whoa, tell me more about your film and what you're doing. What's that camera that you're using? And then that got me a job. You know? Like, people ask, how do you get a job? And I'm like, just curious about stuff.
Right.
You know? So I'm teaching that, you know, the value of connection and how that's you feel as a leader.
Yeah.
You're building your network of people that are interested in a specific thing, because each story is so different. I have people that teach people tarot, to somebody that teaches lifelong learning, to somebody else that is an LGBTQ affirmative psychotherapist, to, you know, all these different people. And they're of course going to attract kindred spirits that are interested in specifically those things, but there are definitely some overlap, right? Yeah. Like some people might need what this person's offering or what this person's offering. So the more everybody grows, the more like, oh, well, they're a good person to go to. They are an expert at this. They're a leader at this. And they're building a community of people that are also going to ripple out and be leaders as well.
So do you still have that, I'm saying to you on the podcast, do you have the offering where someone can contact you for a complimentary session?
Yes, I do. And I'm actually right every quarter, it's open enrollment for the Singularity Circle.
Okay, cool. So what can we do to reach you? How can we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can head over to isabellerizzo.com. It's isabellerizzo.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming. You know, tell us like something, some amazing thought or some amazing thing someone can do today just to change the world a little bit.
Really connect with the feeling of the future you and what they are up to, and ask them, all right, what do I need to do today to feel like that now?
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Isabel. Thank you for coming in. Everyone, you can go to www.theericablessingshow.com, and I'll include the links to Isabel and how you can reach her and connect with her and find out more about her circles. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.